We went to Wales for like a week of activities, like outdoor activities. And like before we went out on our activities, like on some mornings, like we just had a little pray in one of the rooms. And like a couple of the guys came in, like who weren't believers. There was only like three of us who were Christians that were there. So we prayed, and there was a couple of people, like someone had a cold, like somebody else had a toothache and stuff, and like I just like we offered to pray for them, and I laid hands on this guy's throat. He had a sore throat, and prayed for him. And I was just about to like ask him if he'd felt any different, and like before I had the chance, he was like, "Wow, my throat's healed." So
it's amazing.
Yeah.
How exciting. What did he think about it?
I don't really know. He's a bit like, I guess he like afterwards when we was back in the team room back in Bedford, he was like, "Brian prayed for me and like I got healed. Brian healed me and stuff." And I was like, "It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was Jesus. It was Jesus." But yeah, I think like they think I look like Jesus, so that probably doesn't help.
Confusing.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, that's really exciting. It'll be good to see what happens with him later on. But I also have noticed that in church you've stepped out a bit in bringing words of knowledge for healing. Can you tell us a bit about what's going on with that? How have you found it?
I find it really exciting, actually. Like, it's an adventure and a learning curve, and I get things wrong all the time. But it's just amazing to see what God's doing. And yeah, I'm just quite overwhelmed that to know that God's using me in his plan, really. I know it's a bit silly, but yeah.
It's exciting. And just to finish, if people out there are wanting to step out in words of knowledge, tell us a bit about how you get them. What is it like?
Well, mostly I just like see pictures like in my mind's eye. Yeah, could just be anything, like, I don't know, a body part or something like that. But I just question it and just see what God's saying about it.